guy sings the national anthem like a boss. I don't think there's somebody that sings the national anthem like Jim in the entire world. As a matter of fact, when Carrie Underwood sang the other day at the Preds game, I went to Twitter and I said, well, at least, you know, although the Hawks aren't playing the way they should, at least we have the better anthem singer, which got the Carrie Underwood Nation just living at me. You don't want to stir them up.
No.
But you see, since I don't, I'm not in that business anymore.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Jim Corneliuson is here. Jim, how are you, Jimmy?
Hey, I'm good. That's quite the compliment, Ray. Thank you for that.
Buddy, I'm taking some heat, but you know what? For you, I will, just so you know. I was following Twitter yesterday, and I've known Jim now, gosh, it's been a while since I played a spectacular prank on him years ago.
Well, are you going to tell us what the prank was?
Yeah, I don't want to be like John and just tell old stories. But the Bears were going on their playoff run. What was this, Jim? Was this 2008? And Lee DeWise.
2011.
Okay, 2011. You know, they've been in the playoffs so much, it just confuses me.
Yeah.
So Lee DeWise from Mount Prospector displays
American Idol.
American Idol.
Right.
There was a little bit of controversy, not much, but some folks were saying that he should sing the national anthem at the Bears game, and of course everybody wanted Jim.
Mm-hmm.
So I called Jim on the air as Lee DeWise. And I said, perhaps we can do it together. I'll sing the first part, you sing the second. And he fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. It was great.
Do you remember that, Jim?
Well, yeah, vaguely. I mean, it's, you know, the time you guys get up is not necessarily the time I get up. So I'm rubbing my eyes, presumably talking to Lee DeWise. And at some point, Ray couldn't contain himself anymore.
Poor guy.
Gave up the game.
He's like, I just woke up. What the hell is going on? But the reason we're talking to Jim Corneliuson from, you know, obviously Chicago Blackhawks fame, guy can sing like nobody else's business, has an album coming out. We'll tweet that out as well, Jim. But yesterday, Twitter started blowing up with some news of a change in venue for you to sing the national anthem, and that is where, sir?
Actually, not the national anthem, Ray. Back home in Indiana at the Indianapolis 500.
So you get to sing at the Indy 500.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked.
You know, I started to wonder, and I'm sorry to mix that up, because, you know, I know that that there's this big shot in music. His name's Scott Borchetta. You see him on American Idol and everything. And he is really tied in with indie racing, and I know that it's probably one of his artists that'll sing the anthem. But I'm going to hook you up with this guy when you're down there. And singing back home in Indiana at the Indy 500 is about as big as it gets.
Yeah, that's like a Super Bowl of racing, isn't it?
Jim, didn't Jim Nabors used to sing down there for many years?
Yeah, he did. I remember that even when I was very young, Jim Nabors doing that song. I mean, I think there's a YouTube video of him doing it from 1972, 1974, and then I think his last year was 2014.
Listen, And I hope that the team that you sing for goes deep in the playoffs. I mean, it looks tough right now, but you know, who's to say? We won't never say never here. But
Ray, is this team capable of a 4-game win streak? Come on, that's nothing for these guys.
I think they are. I think Jim should go down to Nashville and sing down there.
I don't know.
That'll help us.
I don't know if you'd make it out of there.
I'm going to Nashville today. I'm going to be there for the game.
Have fun, buddy. And if you ever get a chance, and I know you're very busy, because I mean, this guy is all over town, whether it's charity or anything else doing the national anthem. But if I could get you in here to sing one day, I'd love it. Because if you guys could hear this guy sing in a studio like this, it will blow the windows out of this place. Hey, I just wanted to congratulate you, buddy. Keep people up to date with what's going on. And where do we find that that album that you have out?
Well, it'll be out by the time the Indy 500 comes out. I'm doing it with Frank Catalano, who has had two albums in the last year and a half that sat at number one and at number two on the Jazz Billboard charts. So it's very, very cool that I'm able to go out and do something with an artist of that caliber. We're just in the final mixing and mastering phase right now.
Is it jazz, Jim? What kind of songs are there?
Yeah, it is.
Well, you know, we've got a guy that likes to play trumpet here. If you ever need somebody to come out and play with you, you know, Johnny will come out and bring the horn. He used to be in the Ringling Brothers Circus Band. He's good.
I'll keep that in mind.
Hey, buddy, go to your Chicago Blackhawks. Bring him some luck tonight, and congratulations on the gig down there at Indy. That's big.
Yeah, it is. I'm very excited about it, and I'll see you down there, right?
All right, you will, sir. All right, Jimmy, be well, pal.